In the hallways between classes, I kept my eyes open for Satsu, but I didn't find her. I began to worry that perhaps I would never see her again, and grew so upset that one of the teachers just before beginning the class silenced everyone and said to me, "You, there, what's troubling you?"
"Oh, nothing, ma'am, only I bit my lip by accident," I said.
And to make good on this, for the sake of the girls around me who were staring, I gave a sharp bite on my lip and tasted blood. It was a relief to me that Pumpkin's other classes weren't as painful to watch as the first one had been. In the dance class, for example, the students practiced the moves in unison, with the result that no one stood out. Pumpkin wasn't by any means the worst dancer, and even had a certain awkward grace in the way she moved. The singing class later in the morning was more difficult for her, since she had a poor ear, but there again, the students practiced in unison, so Pumpkin was able to hide her mistakes by moving her mouth a great deal while singing only softly. At the end of each of her classes, she introduced me to the teacher. One of them said to me, "You live in the same okya as Pumpkin, do you?"
"Yes, madam," I said. "The Nida okya."
For Nida was the family name of Granny and Mother as well as Auntie. "That means you live with Hatsumomo-san."
"Yes, ma'am. Hatsumomo is the only geisha in our okya at present."
"I'll do my best to teach you about singing," she said, "so long as you manage to stay alive." After this, the teacher laughed as though she'd made a great joke and sent us on our way.